In the name of Jesus, amen. In the collect, which we pray at the end of the Holy Supper, we give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We pray that God, in his mercy, would strengthen us to love God and love our neighbor. That is, we pray that God would help us to keep what is written in the law. Love God, love your neighbor. The Nomikos had it right, this doctor of the law. He had it ortho. He knew the law. He got that part right, but he really didn't understand the scripture. He didn't believe in its power. He thought that he could keep the law. He wanted to make himself righteous by doing the law. He thought he could. When we pray Luther's post-communion collect, though, there is no assumption that we can keep it. Quite the contrary. We pray for strength to do this precisely because we cannot keep it. We pray that the Lord would help us by his mercy to do what is written in the law. This doctor of the law thought he could, though, and in fact, he didn't even ask about the first part of the law. Love God? Got that part down pat. He thought, no problem. Just let me make sure that I'm doing right according to the second part. So Jesus, who's my neighbor? You brothers, especially you who are beginning your studies here to prepare you to serve the church as pastors, you will encounter this attitude in your hearers as you begin to proclaim God's word of grace to them. You may even be tempted to succumb to this attitude. Christ, cross, resurrection, blood, sacrifice, forgiveness of sins. Oh, all of that part, I've got it down pat. Heard it all of my life. Don't need to hear that any longer. Just tell me how to live my life as a good Christian. That attitude, we war against that attitude, is prevalent even today. And Jesus' answer to the doctor's question and to our modern ones is brilliant. He appears to give the doctor exactly what he wants. And yet he gives much more. Or he tells of the Good Samaritan. Now, clearly, those robbers were not the neighbors. They rob and beat this man. They leave him for dead. They said, "What's yours is mine, and I'm going to take it." Not so neighborly. Everyone would admit that. How about you? Have you ever taken what is not yours? Perhaps even receiving something for service and not reporting it to the government. A priest and a Levite were next. Neither are they neighbors. Jesus hits rather close to home here for this doctor of the law. And what happens is these religious folks ignore this man, can't touch him, don't want to make myself unclean. That's a mask for their selfishness. What's mine is mine, and I'm going to keep it, they said. Not so neighborly indeed. Have you ever ignored a plea for help? But finally comes a Samaritan. He has compassion. He comes to the good as dead man. Binds up his wounds, takes care of him, gives him rest. He pays the price. What's mine is yours, the Samaritan says, and I'm giving it to you. It was hard for the doctor to admit it. The Samaritan, he showed mercy. He was the neighbor, and the doctor was caught. Had he shown such mercy in the past to the despised, to the lowly? And if he hadn't loved these whom he has seen, could he really love God whom he has not seen? The doctor was caught. He had to admit it. He was a lawbreaker, and not just of the second table of the law, but of the first. He didn't really love God with all of his heart and soul and strength. He could not justify himself by what he did. He needed the Lord's mercy. And Jesus showed that also to him in this parable, for in this parable, Jesus was painting a picture of himself, who is truly the neighbor, the Good Samaritan, despised like the Samaritans were, coming down from heaven to us, good as dead men, journeying on this path, this veil of tears, binding up our wounds, taking care of our needs, giving us rest, paying the price by his blood for us. He has done it for us, saying to us, what is mine is yours, and I'm giving it to you. Thus he continues to do to this day, as he shall do for us today in this Holy Supper. He gives to us what is his righteousness and his blood. He makes himself out to be the great neighbor by showing us mercy, giving us the forgiveness for our sin. And so we pray that his mercy would strengthen us to do what is written in the law of God, love our neighbor, bear fruit. Come, brothers and sisters, receive this salutary gift of grace, and let Jesus' mercy flow through you to your neighbor, for the sake of Jesus, the Good Samaritan. Amen.